You energetically received it because I could actually feel, it was very interesting. I felt everyone, and in addition, I needed to, I know this sounds weird, but I needed to burp for a long time, and through that transmission, I was suddenly clearing. So that was really, I thank everyone's participation in that, because I received some help this morning. Okay, so let us move along. Lewis, do you need to go first so you could travel along? No, you're just here for the enjoyment. Okay, beautiful. Okay. Well, nice to have your energy. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how can we help you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Nice to see all of you. A message, my highest good right now would be wonderful.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think there are too many questions right now. So
okay.
I'm just gonna leave it all open.
Gotcha. Okay, one more, please. Absolutely. So they're asking you if you would to take a breath in and to release fully. And to do that one more time, please. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Yeah. I keep getting the same message, and I keep hoping for a different message. So if I tune in to you deeply enough, somehow I can pull something else out. Okay, so one moment, please. You know, I had a friend, she pulled an oracle card for me. She says, we'll just keep pulling till you get the card that you want to receive. Okay, so this is the message, and I know I have brought this forward for you before, but it is coming through again and really quite strongly. The way to the kingdom of heaven is through self-love. It's a pathway of love. And for some reason, goodness, you know what you remind me of? This is just coming to mind. Okay, what the heck is her name? What is her name? What is her name? Okay, so she was on the show with Oprah, and she was married, Fergie, she was married to, who was she married to in England? Prince Edward? What's his name? Do you remember the story?
Sarah Ferguson, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know who she was married to.
Okay. So what it was, you know, they had gotten divorced after Diana got divorced, and it was a big, you know, whatever. And so she was on this path of healing, rejuvenation, or whatever. So somehow she ends on one of Oprah's programs. And what they're showing me, they want me to share with you, is so she takes on this, like, treacherous, oh God, like obstacle course, training program, where it was really, oh my gosh, it was like she was, I forget what it was, but she had, like, you know, millions of pounds on her back, lugging it through water, through extreme weather conditions. You know, and so basically Oprah says to her, like, why are you beating yourself up through the process of self-awareness and renewal and, you know, finding your higher truths. Like, in other words, somehow being in denial of self and somehow torturing herself and almost like, almost like creating great extremes of suffering was somehow going to provide her the keys of the kingdom. It was going to demonstrate her own worthiness to herself. Somehow this was going to be the secret ingredient. And so what Oprah shared with her was, she said, you know, perhaps you can find heaven through, like, basically what the guides are saying, through love, through unconditional love and acceptance. Like, why go through all these hardships? What are you proving and to whom, you know? And so that's what they're sharing with you, that it's not so much about, and I know I've shared this message with you, and I'm so sorry, that's what I kept saying. Is there another message I could give her? So what they're sharing is, as you wake up to the love which you are, as you wake up to the love which you deserve, as you wake up to what's inherently yours right here and right now, not after you solve all the great mysteries you're working on, not after you achieve these external goals that you're seeking, but the premise is, the way to the goal is to forget the goal and simply arrive now. In other words, extend your hand and love to yourself now and recognize, here's what they want to share to you. The only reason you have these external goals is because they are simply reflections projecting outward, showing you places within you that you have been in denial of love of self. And so it's sort of like that energy is just being shown back to you, and it's coming back in all sorts of forms. But basically, it's the same illusionary condition. And it's denial of self. So what this is about is bringing love to self, always, at all times. And they're saying that there is never a reason that the two should part. So there's never a reason why, and this is what you're in the process of extending to yourself in this lifetime. And they're saying it's a bit of a corrective exercise, in that you're learning how to allow yourself the keys of the kingdom now. And that as you do, what you're going to find is that that energetic source is going to then be the one that demonstrates itself through the I can't get that word. Michelle, say your name again, please.
Michelle.
That will be the one that will demonstrate itself through the expanded consciousness, that and that will be reflective, that will be emanating from your heart. So they're saying, in truth, you're not seeking anything without, meaning external. What you're doing is seeking something that you've denied yourself within.
I am so very, very aware of everything that you're telling me. I mean, it resonates very deeply. And in my daily meditations, in my practice, I feel like I reach certain levels, and then I seem to fall into despair throughout the day. And so...
Okay, one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, honey.
Michelle.
They're saying it's because you don't know if you're worthy. You don't know if you're worthy. And they're saying that there's nobody, there's no soul that has been extended from the energy of what we would call God that has this ability to be unworthy. They're saying, in truth, it's there's no such thing. There's actually no such thing. It's only like the egoic belief system that segregates like worthy, unworthy, worthy, unworthy. So it's for you to start playing with that energy. Oh, you're the one I sent that book. Yes, the title.
Oh, just yesterday. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it's the one with Matt, because for some reason you're It was really funny. I was reading it or looking at it for something, and your face suddenly like came in like this in front of me. So I was like, oh, so Michelle probably should be reading that book. Like, you literally like were right here in front of me. It was so funny. And so what it talks about is getting in the habit or pattern of allowing yourself, permitting yourself to love yourself no matter what. Regardless, you know, so when the guilt comes up, when the shame comes up, when the fear comes up, when the remembrance of what you did, whatever it may be, it's that you reintroduce maintaining that acceptance of self. So as you open up, and they're telling me that there are actually several books out there that pretty much say the same thing, but that was the one that was introduced to me. So that if you find something else that you like better, like there's no special thing about that particular book, except it resonates with the harmonies that you're seeking for rebalancing, is what they're saying. That that gentleman's picking up the energies that that you're seeking. Okay, so it's understanding that, one moment please, because I can feel it. I can feel it, but when I tune into you, I can feel the block to what I'm saying. So one moment, I get it. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
Man, it's like you're a little bit of a little stubborn one. I'm kind of like oh. I just feel the wall. I'm like, where did that wall come
what?
From?
Wow, where's?
It's funny. Okay, so the first thing that they're sharing is, and they're saying that actually is what the book teaches, is like when you find, because what I felt like was there was actual a wall that was being put up to receiving what it is they were sharing. And I was like, where did that come from? So my first thought was, wow, look how powerful you are that you could do that. Uh-huh. So it shows your power. I mean, your creative abilities are like extraordinary. But they're saying, secondly, is to go ahead and just apply the same medicine. Because what you would do then, in effect, is simply extend love to that aspect of self that feels the need to build up the wall. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you would be doing right now. That's what you would be doing right now.
Instead of being annoyed at the fact that I'm doing that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you.
You get that? So it's there's a lot of love that's going to be going around. A lot of love. And what you're going to find is resistance. They're saying what you're going to find is resistance to doing that. And then it's getting in the habit pattern and discipline of loving that part of self that is resistant. So no matter what pops up, no matter what appears, that's what you love. It's kind of like it what it feels like is there's an energy that starts building. Because even if it's a drip, even if it's a drop, even if you have to take a microscope to find it, it doesn't matter. Because energy, like attracts like, and energy will start building. Now they're saying there are a number of ways to do that practice, but in essence, that they're saying it's time. I keep getting it's time. It's time. They're saying you'll be in for a treat. You'll be in for a treat. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
You have spirit guides that are working with you, and I feel like just a little bit more of that enhanced vibration, you're going to open up it energetically, that you're going to be able to hear them a lot clearer. And I feel like they're going to like almost like take over and start showing you things and stuff like that.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you,
Jim. All right, Miss Louisa, how can we help you, honey? Oh my goodness, are you on a train station? Where are you? Oh, Lordy. All right, how can we help you, honey? Okay, I so cannot hear you, but that's okay. Take your time.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. How can we help you?
Okay, yes. Well, I have a lot of questions.
Okie dokie.
And one of the things that I was listening, when you say about we, the masters, you know, they're giving us a message, is it your masters or mine? You know, what is the role of my spirit guides? Are they here?
Oh, wait a minute. Can you say that again? I had trouble hearing you.
Hold on. Let's see if I can work this out. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yes. About my spirit's guide. You know, when you give the message.
Yes, ma'am.
It's talking about your spirit guides and my spirit guides are there together, or how does it work?
When I receive messages, what I do is I call in the masters. I call in the masters, and then I call your guides and your masters.
They work together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because within, well, I don't know if you got well yet. You got the text I sent about that.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, honey.
And to some extent, I was really, really happy. And then I said, well, what am I going to do now? I'm going to go back to the same old thing, going to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, preparing lesson plans, going through the whole political thing, which I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. So to some extent, I was happy and excited. Mm-hmm. But I said, we don't want to do that because I've done that for so many years. Mm-hmm. So I can understand, you know, the dilemma of what you said in the last meeting. Yes, what you wish and what's in your subconscious sends a different message to the universe. Mm-hmm. So I understood why and what I really need to go. Mm-hmm. And because it was like a challenge to me. It was like my ego, I guess, not to be rejected. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, it hurt me professionally. Mm-hmm. But to some extent, I'm happy because I have the freedom to whatever is out there that I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, where am I supposed to go? Where am I going? Now, I was listening this morning, and I sent it on Facebook about a lady, her name is Sakina Jacobi. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you see this. Can you see this? That's the picture.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And she is from Afghanistan. She came to the United States and became a physician, got educated here because of what's happening in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So she Afghanistan, and she is helping a lot of women, young women and men, to go to school and get educated. Mm-hmm. So she is a motivational speaker.
Oh, wow.
To know the world. And I said, I could identify with her. Mm-hmm. I did, and I said, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but on the other hand, you know, what is hindering me? It is the financial component.
So I think
you know, that's my question. From my highest and best, what is it, or where is it that, you know, where is my direction now? Because I thought it was going to be Indian Community College. Mm-hmm. And that's what I stayed in the area, because I said, well, you know, I can do this over there full time, and then I can do, you know, the writings and whatever I need to do. Mm-hmm. Thereafter. But as I was talking and waiting for that phone call, I said, that's not going to happen, because usually they give 4 classes. That means, you know, instead of 20 hours, that means 40, maybe 50 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Because of the preparation, going to bed, you know, writing. And I really didn't want that. Mm-hmm. You know, debating in 2 different places. You know, I wanted to do that, but then I realized, well, I can do something else and work maybe as a volunteer and still be in charge with students, at that area. So, you know, it's like, you know, in my mind came all the solutions and all the alternatives of what I want to do. So I just, you know, whatever they want to share with me, I'm open.
Okay, so let me talk for a moment, if I may. So what are your alternatives of what you would like to do?
Well, at this point, I don't have any alternatives.
You don't know yet? Okay.
Yeah, right now I will be keep seeking and applying to other places because financially I need a job.
Okay. All right, so one moment, please.
So what is it that, what directions will I be going?
Okay, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
I'm not getting information, anything specifically. What I am being told is for you to follow your heart. In other words, something that brings you joy, brings you excitement, brings you fulfillment. If it's, you know, so when I think of you, you know, this is just me. It's like something where, you know, you're helping, you're motivating, you're, you know, something positive, or if you love animals, you know, working with animals, but something that's going to keep your vibration up, something that has some type of joy, positive element in it, only from the perspective that you're a very, very powerful master. And if it's something that you really don't want, but you have to do, Chances are you're not going to get it, or if you do get it, you'll create problems in keeping it because it's not really what you want. Do you see what I mean? So something that is in alignment with, you know, they're saying just kind of brainstorm in terms of something that you can see doing that is in alignment with you. Something that that brings you joy in how you can be of service. Only from the perspective of you're going to create problems otherwise, because that's just who you are. I mean, that's just who you are vibrationally in terms of your power. That's what I mean to say. But there's something else that they want to say. So, Mom, please. And say your name again, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
I feel like it's Archangel Michael that's stepping through because, and it's so funny because I really don't connect with him much, even though the whole world does. But when I tune into you, I see him. And he's saying basically to make sure that you're cutting cords with your past. In other words, let it go. Because they're saying, he's saying there's a tendency to kind of compare what you used to do with what you're doing now. And what that's doing is that's creating a bit of tangled airwaves. Because the past had to do with your level of consciousness in the past. But you're a different vibrational being. You've stepped up in consciousness. You radiate to, I mean, a different tonality. They're saying it's sort of like they're showing me. And when I was a kid, I used to like certain types of candy. So it's weird. It's like once in a while, I'll see that kind of candy in the store and I'll just buy it for fun. And I taste it, but it doesn't have like the same, I don't have the same enjoyment. They're saying because my taste buds have changed and I've outgrown that. I've outgrown the specialness of it, the qualities that resonate. It doesn't resonate with me vibrationally anymore. So they're saying that to allow yourself to be carefree, allow yourself To create anew without that judgment. They're saying there's this tendency to pass judgment of yourself in terms of, well, I used to do this, therefore this looks lacking if it doesn't meet the prestige of that, you know, this comparison. And they're saying that what you're going to find over the course of the next few years is you're going to keep reinventing yourself. You're going to keep recreating yourself to the point that who you used to be 10 years ago will seem like a different lifetime. It will seem like a totally different person. And to give yourself full permission to do that, because otherwise what you're doing is holding yourself back. You're denying your growth, you're denying your opportunity, and you're denying your exploration of self. Because you're merging, I still feel this. You're continuing to merge with your true self and your higher self. And with that comes significant change. With that comes significant growth and expansion. So permit yourself to do that. Permit yourself to have new taste. Permit yourself to open up to new ideas and avenues of exploration without the need to do it the same, without the need to for there to be like this continual timeline in terms of abilities. They're also saying to look for opportunities where your skill set can be used in a different vocation. To look for opportunities where your skill set can be used in a different vocation. I feel like there's something that you can do that, I don't know if it's like volunteer work or it's like donation or, I don't know, internship, apprentice, something that you can do that you find interesting that can then turn into full-time employment. I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's something that you can do that you find interesting that if you volunteer for a little bit, you'll then find there's a job opening and they'll know you. And then you can, you'll get hired because you're like in-house, they already know you. You don't have to do that, but that's just one of the possibilities that you have. I don't know what it is. Like if you wanted to volunteer at I don't know why I keep thinking animals. If you wanted to volunteer at an animal shelter and then there's a job for, you know, assistant manager of the shelter, and it's like, well, you know, it's not as much as I used to make, but the pay is pretty good and it's doing what I like to do. They're saying you'll get hired because they already know you, and it won't be like one out of many in a stack of resumes, that kind of thing, because your energy is very it's good. People like being around your energy. So when they get to know you, they say they'll like what they see, and they'll extend you the offer. I wish I knew what it was. It's something that you like, something that you like, something that you enjoy. So that's one possibility. And say your name again. Uh-huh, go on.
Lisa, as you were talking, two things came to my mind. And your message, you said, what I am seeking is seeking me.
Yes.
And then the other thing that you said from the last session was that there was going to be a meeting with someone, but I need to be paying attention on that meeting. Has that meeting happened already, or is it about to happen?
Okay, and tell me what I said. There's going to be a meeting and you needed to pay attention?
There was going to be a meeting with someone, and then you mentioned that there was like kind of filter, and I needed to pay attention to what was being said at that meeting, because it was through my own consciousness that I was going to filter the meaning of that meeting to go to the next step. At least that's what I understood.
Okay.
So that meeting is about to happen, and if that is part of what you're talking about. And then when you talk also about living in the past, does it mean not concentrating on seeking jobs in education or what I was doing? Because honestly, I don't know where else to look.
What I feel by that, to answer that last question, is I feel like you have opportunities in related things that are related to what you used to do. So in other words, if you have an, I'm going to make this up, but to give you an idea, if you have an education degree and you used to teach in the classroom, well, you could qualify to be the supervisor of aftercare. So
continue seeking in that area.
But they're saying notice the jump. In other words, now you're not in the classroom anymore. Now you're overseeing, I'm making this up, but you're overseeing aftercare because you have experience in education. So that's what they're saying.
Yes.
To like broaden yourself up to where you can use your skill set, but in other opportunities. And they're saying that that will extend you to have, that will open you up in terms of your potentiality. And it will be good for you. It'll be fun. There are some part-time positions that you have the ability to get as well, instead of getting something full-time. They're saying you can pick up part-time work pretty easily. So I don't know where that is, but teaching a couple classes here or there, I don't know how that works. But they're saying the part-time ones are much easier to come by.
I'm gonna
ask about that meeting. Okay, one moment, please. And say first name, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
I don't know what meeting I was talking about, to be quite honest, because I would have to listen to the channeling. I don't retain. But what I do feel is that you are gonna meet somebody that is going to have like life importance to you. That's going to have like a turning point, life importance to you. I do feel like that meeting is coming up. Luisa, say your name one more time.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
Yeah, it's a gentleman. I do feel like that meeting's coming up. I don't know when it is. I don't know that it's like a meeting. Like it's not going to be like, please come to the meeting. More so that you're going to meet someone. It's going to be a meeting. It's like a soul connection. It's almost like the two of you have agreed at a certain point in time that you'll meet up with each other. So that's coming up. I don't know what that's about, but it's good. It's really good. And it has to do with you get that meeting when you're vibrationally ready for it, because you learn what you needed to learn before that meeting, because it just, that's just how it's gonna work. It's a vibrational thing. And I feel like the interaction is stalled until it's a vibrationally perfect timing, because otherwise, if it's too soon, it defeats the purpose of the interaction, of the exchange. So it's a vibrational thing. You know, it's suddenly like someone will suddenly think, oh, I think I'll take a trip today. Or, you know, they want to take a trip, but they keep coming up with reasons not to, and they think they're being lazy. It's because vibrationally they're being told to not do it yet. So that is in the works for you, for sure. I don't know what it's about, but it's very good. It's very good. I don't know if that's the meeting or not, but that's what I hear.
So am I in the right path? So what should I do? Keep on doing what I'm doing, you know, in terms of meditation, seeking for jobs, or do they have any additional message of my purpose for my highest best that I need to follow?
Additional message of your purpose.
Or anything they, I'm so confused. I'm clueless. Will I stay in the area? Should I seek somewhere else outside Florida?
Well, I'll leave you with this. They're saying some of these things are personal choices. It's not for them to. It's not for them to dictate. All right. You may need like someone that does tarot reading, something like that. All right. Let me just leave it with this. Let me see if there's anything else I can bring through that might be for your highest good. One moment, please. Luisa, and say your name again, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Luisa.
Man, this may just frustrate you up the yin yang, but they keep saying, trust the process. It's all going to work out.
Okay.
Trust the process, it's all going to work out. In terms of details that you're asking, you may need someone that does tarot reading, you know, or something to get like those kind of details. But they're saying trust the process. It actually really does all work out quite nicely, quite nicely. I know it feels strange, but that's what I keep getting.
Well, I'll give you a text, baby.
All right. I'll leave you with that, sweetheart. All right. Lots of love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Hey, Miss Gina. I always want to go on vacation to Florida when I see you.
I'm only 20 minutes away.
I know, but I'm always like, I want to go on vacation where she is.
Well, you just have to drive north 20 minutes. Okay, so I have two parts to my question.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is, it is like relationship, because I've been trying to hold my energy, especially with people that are close to me and this romantic relationship, and hold my light. And I feel like I've been clearing and connecting and saying, you know, for the highest good of all parties. And I feel like I'm at a point now where, you know, I've said my piece, I'm holding my energy, and I realize I can't take on other people's negative energy.
Yeah.
But it keeps coming back. So I'm not sure of the purpose. I do feel like we have a greater purpose, the gentleman and I, but I feel like right now there's nothing else, like, I can't make him have, like, things like that, and it's not to do with me, so I don't know what else to do. And I'm also frustrated because I feel like I'm manifesting self-love, and I know that's a reflection of me in some level, but I'm no longer that person, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong in terms of manifesting, because I don't want to continuously manifest just negative energy. I want to also, you know, manifest good partners and things like that.
That would be lovely. That would be very nice. Okay, so yes. Your book that you're holding, is it a journal?
Yeah, like I just take notes sometimes when you're talking. Just
okay, but on the outside, are there musical notes? What's written on the outside?
It's not musical notes. It's some words in Italian.
It's just words in Italian. Because when I look at it, okay, you can't see what I see, but the video is not like the greatest, which is fine. So I can't really pick up what's on there, but what I can tell you is energetically, all I kept seeing were musical notes. Like I saw them on the book, I just kept seeing musical notes, like as if you were a composer, you know, writing a symphony. And energetically, that's just how it felt to me. And so my really strong feeling is like, you've got a song to write. You've got a song to sing. Because when I looked at that book, it was so funny. It was like literally you were this composer of this great, great symphony, or you were Beethoven or someone, and you had just like written this score to a something. That's why I had to ask, because I kind of knew that wasn't the case, and yet I kept seeing those musical, you know, like just like a classical piece of music or something.
Yeah.
So I just feel energetically that vibration is just so strong with you. So I just had to say that before we move on to the gentleman. Okay, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time, please.
Gina.
You're learning boundaries. Here's what they're showing me. It's so weird how they show me this, but I've got my little drinking cup with my bling on it. Okay, but what I never noticed about this drinking cup is right here, apparently this is where the two pieces of paper meet.
Okay.
I'm guessing they didn't cut the paper the right way or something, because there's this little strip. I don't know why they felt the need to put that little strip in. Like, let me put in another piece of paper to cover up the hole. I don't know. But I was staring at those lines that I had never even noticed before in this cup. And I finally got it. Those are the boundaries. So what you're doing is learning self-love through the execution of boundaries. In other words, there have been times, my strong feeling is there have been times when you have not been permitted to have healthy boundaries. And so what you're doing is sometimes you're running up against chaotic energy to not test you, but to kind of sharpen your skills. Mm-hmm. And it's showing me like a knife set, like when you buy a knife set, it comes with that sharpener to sharpen and make it sharper. And so my strong feeling is you're learning, so it's like what you said before, you're learning how to hold your energy in the space of other people's, you know, my linear self would just call it nonsense. But what it is, is not using you, but in a way using and abusing you energetically speaking. And so what you're learning how to do is to define where you stop and where you end and they stop. In other words, to not let other energies to bleed on your own personal space, on your own opinion and value of yourself. So I feel like there's a whole heck of a lot of boundary work going on in all sections of your life. I don't feel like it's just this gentleman. I feel like it's everywhere. Because you're being tested to help you secure a safe passage for your destiny. In other words, you don't want to be given too much too soon if you don't know how to swim with the sharks. So it's they're showing me the I don't know if we've done this before, but I see this imagery of who are they? The Navy SEALs, that's who they are. And the Navy SEALs actually have some kind of testing in shark-infested waters. I kid you not. That's what they're showing me. But they do it, hopefully they're safe, they do it with some kind of protective advice to make sure they don't get eaten up, you know, while they're learning how to defend themselves. Because apparently the waters that they go through to go to other countries and territories and rescue people that have been kidnapped or whatever, it's not like, you know, they're out there in the middle of who knows where, and they have to know how to swim through the sharks. You're learning how to swim through the sharks. successfully. Because that, oh goodness, I don't know why, but somehow you've been an energetic punching bag in the past. You've been an energy. This message is coming through so strongly today. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But they're saying, you know, like enough of that. So you're being prepared. You're being prepared and strengthened. Okay. So now the question is, how to attract loving kindness?
Can I just ask?
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel like that's part of it, and then also helping others. And in terms of this specific, like, relationship, is there more to it? Because when we had talked in my own meditation, there was great potential to it. Is there a way that I just need to distance myself at this point and just kind of let it run its course? Or is it, like, in my best interest to then move on from it completely? Because I do feel there's still a strong soul connection.
There is.
I don't want to, and I feel like deep down, obviously, there's a really good person there. Obviously, we all are. But, I mean, I don't want to leave it, but in the same sense, I don't know how to just disconnect from it completely without getting pulled into some of it at this point.
They're saying that, go on.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. They're saying that it was very purposeful, that your antenna wasn't wrong at all, because you are connected on a soul level, and mm-hmm. some of the behaviors or attitudes or whatever that are streaming through his consciousness were actually a perfect match to what it is, the areas that you needed to witness your true mm-hmm. self in relationship to it. So they're saying that just because something isn't hunky-dory or doesn't work out to the extent that you would like it, don't dismiss the radical changes that have occurred in you as a result of the union. That it is a soul connection. It is a almost like a marriaging of, you know, helping you to witness your own truth, helping you to see who you really are. And so in that sense, that he's extended great favor to you, may have driven you crazy, but in truth, it's helped you identify they're saying where you stop and someone else starts. It's helped you recognize the need to not get unbalanced just because someone's pulling. just because someone's thrushing, just because whatever they're doing. So there was a strong connection. There was a soul connection, and there was, how do I say this? There was like unconscious dialogue to pull you in. So you were following that programming actually correctly. So the question is, can it evolve into something more loving, peaceful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And say his name, please.
Chris.
And say it one more time, please.
Chris.
He really does love you. He really does. Just to make it a little bit more complicated.
It's as I've grown spiritually, I can see everything, and my awareness is so much on the fifth dimensional, so I see it all. But as a linear person, I still have emotions and feelings, so that makes it very challenging.
Yeah.
Because I see people hurting, so I want to help them, but then, you know, it's so challenging to try to do good, but then obviously save yourself in the process, and, you know, the blending of the two worlds of the linear and it's just really confusing. It's not confusing to me, but it's hard.
Yeah. No, they're saying your primary responsibility is to yourself, to thine own self be true. Well, they're saying obviously, but that it hasn't always been obvious. So that is something that you're mastering. That is something that you're mastering.
Yeah.
So that's really quite purposeful. So one moment, please. And say don't be sorry. Say your first name and then say his name again, please.
Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
I feel like that's where the imbalance is. And it was funny because you said something, you alluded to it when you were talking. In that this is about you. This is about your path. This is about your self-love. In that your all that has to be honored first. And so when I tuned into this vibrationally, hush baby cakes, I know it's raining. When I tuned into this vibrationally, I still feel like somehow this is about saving Chris or helping Chris. And that's not what Spirit wants for you. Chris needs to save Chris, and Chris needs to help Chris. That's not your job. That's not your job. So that's the only, I know I'm still not answering your question, but what they're pointing out is that something that they're trying to point out to you, that I know it's starting to rain here. They want to point that out to you so that you are very clear about what your role is. You're helping others through your own self-identification, through your own transmission of fifth dimensional reality, through your own self-love. And it's through your holding the energy of self-love that you witness self-love for others. So, gosh, I hate to say it this way, but there do I keep talking. So what they're saying is that means that you don't need to be a doormat to help others. You don't need to be focused on, you know, helping someone else's remedial program to help others. The way you help others is by staying strong and staying fit. And, you know, it's like you, let me say it this way. So here's my personal example. I actually get encouraged to stay physically fit by my relationship with you. Because this is me. Because I look at you and it's like, Gina, okay, it is time to do something. But do you see what I'm saying? It's like you just doing what you do beautifully supports others in doing likewise.
Yeah.
So that's where they're still asking for confirmation of resurrection of that truth. To be sure you stay true, because that's where they're saying that people can get you unbalanced. People can take you off track. And that's an essential component to all this. Yeah, that's what they want to say. So you maintaining your divine, beautiful spirit, your open heart, your beautiful lifestyle, if you enjoy your relationship from that perspective with this individual, then carry on. If your role is counselor, teacher, advisor, supporter, or helper, that's not purposeful, if that's where you're always finding yourself.
Well, that's it. I'm at the point of, like, I no longer want that, but it's not, like, disconnecting at that point. So that's why I don't know if it will get back to a point where we're on equal playing fields, because I'm at that point of saying I don't want that role anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and they're saying that that was the object of the lesson.
So, but do they feel like there is still a purpose to being connected to this person, and there would be an evolution of a partnership, or is it just, should I be completely, like, disconnecting, not talking, like, you know, I'm not really clear on that at this point, because obviously the connection's still there.
Well, this is what I am clear on. What I am clear on is it was divinely purposeful that you met. Mm-hmm. That was planned. It was divinely purposeful that you had relationship. That was planned. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, it's a personal choice. Mm-hmm. So are you enjoying maintaining the relationship? And that's a personal choice. In other words, how long you maintain the relationship is totally, you know, it's enjoyable. I'll keep eating strawberry ice cream. I don't think I like strawberry anymore. I'm going to try chocolate. So it has to do with the free will of both parties. Mm-hmm. I guess what you're kind of asking is, you know, if I hang in there, is this gentleman going to promote self-healing?
Yeah, it just got really bad in the last 2 weeks to a point of, like, where that's, I guess there's so many changes occurring that, like, I'm very confused. So that's really why I'm, you know what I mean, where you get one person one day and then another person a different
day.
So
I feel like there's responsibility that he's got to take on his side to do his own healing, own growing, mm-hmm. own balancing. And that's going to be up to him. So I guess the last question is, can we tune in and see if he's up to the challenge? I guess that's the question. Okay, so let's try it that way. And say his name again, please.
Chris.
And say it one more time, please.
Chris.
Yeah, he needs to do it for himself, not because he thinks you're going to hold his hand and do it for him. Say his name one more time, please.
Chris.
He can if he wants. He can if he wants. It's like the jury's out. It's going to be up to him.
Okay.
It is. I mean, I don't want to say it's fixable. Not that any of us need to be fixed. But he does have opportunities for significant growth.
Okay.
It's just a self-choice, a self-will. I feel like eventually he has great opportunity to manage his energies from a higher vantage point. It's going to take some work, and it's going to take some willingness to look at self, and there's a tendency to not want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there, like, then, like, another, like, is there, I know it's like relationship and just partnership, but I feel like everything's like all over the place with those things. And I kind of feel like, I know it's a test, but I'm kind of getting tired of, like, is there a point where it just becomes like more peaceful and I can have like a loving relationship?
Yes.
Where it's not?
Yes. And I feel like you're moving into that space. It has to do with you having a loving relationship towards yourself. And that's what you're mastering. That's why they're saying this relationship was actually so purposeful, because it was testing you. It was testing you. They're saying hitting the bottle, drowning your sorrows, not with alcohol, but with willingness to, like, give up self in the name of buttressing or supporting someone else. And they're saying basically, like, how far will she go? What is her limit? will she learn to honor and you know, this is all about the relationship with the self, and that's what you're mastering. So the answer to your question is, will I have? Yes, absolutely, positively. And that's what your journey is about.
Okay, awesome. And I just have one more quick thing.
Sure.
In terms of, okay, so there's that aspect, and then the second part, it's not, as I'm growing more and I know music and I'm doing all that stuff, and now I have like jobs that pay money, but I'm getting very restless as to kind of where I belong, and I'm sitting on it meditating and trying to figure out the next steps of, you know, where I should be in terms of location, but also music and other things. Is there any more guidance that they could like assist me in terms of that? Because I know that's a big part of my journey. I'm just not sure where and how. I'm kind of stuck in that, and I'm getting restless with my other job, and I don't want it to like get to a point where like everything just explodes. I want to kind of, does that make sense? Like, aid it while it's kind of becoming an awareness.
I see the song. I still see the song. One moment, please.
Yeah, I mean, I'm writing like crazy. Like, this is always inspirational. I mean, every time there's a new challenge, there's a new song. It's just, I don't know now what to do with it all, because I'm like, I meditate on you, and like, and I don't get clear messages as to the next steps to take. And I'm getting restless in other things, and I do feel like that's part of my calling, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that's part of your calling, for sure, for sure, for sure. All right, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Gina.
And say it again, please.
Gina.
You do get there, and the reason I say that is I actually see you in someone's office. I mean, I can see it. There's this beautiful desk in the front, and the desk, it's curved. Like, instead of like a rectangle desk, it's curved. And I don't know if it's like a recording studio or I don't know how that works. Not a recording studio, but like where you would sign a contract or something. I see you there. I see you there. I do. So you get there. You do get there. My huge guess is it's a vibrational thing. It's almost like, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When the student is ready, the opportunity will appear, kind of thing. I feel like it's a vibrational thing in terms of what it is you master in your life, in terms of your understanding about life, your understanding about your gifts, you know, the gifts of choosing the self-love, like whatever it is you're learning. I feel like that's going to blossom into your songs. They're saying you can put stuff on YouTube and start merging with your audience, that you would start building an audience. And that has the potential to grow into a following that then when you went like on local tours, whatever, you know, you'd have a following. You are being supported by spirit, and I do see you ending up with some kind of contract or sale or something. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I keep getting that. I keep getting that. You have the ability to start a following.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll follow you.
Yeah, I just guess I'm restless in like my other, I'm like no longer like stimulated. I'm just like feeling like I'm going through the motions with a lot of it. And obviously it makes me money and things like that. And then going back forth, like I feel like I'm kind of just lost at this point. And like, I don't know where I fit, and I'm just waiting to kind of see where I belong and fit. And kind of, it seems like, I know I've spiritually progressed over the last year, but kind of if you look on the linear outside, it kind of feels like I haven't really moved too much, but although spiritually I feel like I've moved greatly.
So that you have. So that YouTube song that you put on there that all those people saw, is it still out there?
Yeah.
And do people find it? Do they have like hits and stuff?
Yeah, that's my, but I'm not singing it, so that's the only difference. Yeah. So it's my song, but I had it, it's for a male artist, so I demoed it. Yeah.
Okay. And say your name one more time, please.
Gina.
I keep getting that working with YouTube, social media, I'm like, you understand that stuff better than me, that you can start a following. That's all I know. You have the ability to start a following.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome so much. Enjoy Florida.
Yes. Is there a session tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, I'm going to try to come if I don't work.
Awesome. Okay, awesome. Indeed, there is quite a following for this group. In other words, you are growing in your potentiality day by day as you resonate with your truth. In other words, samsara, while it can be ugly, while it can test you, it also affords you a grand opportunity for you to dismiss charges against self. In other words, as it attempts to trip you up, you also have the beautiful opportunity to stand back and marvel and witness at the energies that were once problematic as you choose a new starting gate, a new path, a new tomorrow. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.